WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning, 6:02. It is Thursday, March 28th, 2024. Partly cloudy, 60 today. Right now, 45 in the NRV, 49 in Lynchburg, and 50 in Roanoke. Let me ask you a question. When you see somebody wearing a fanny pack out in public, do you assume that they're on vacation?
Oh, boy.
No.
You don't. You have no clue, Christopher, the can of worms you just opened on the K92 Morning Thing this morning. You know what? Monica, go ahead. The floor is yours.
I love a fanny pack.
Oh, you do?
And I would rock a fanny pack just to go to the grocery store. And
okay, because my question is it, are you a local? Are you a personal vacation? Because I was at the grocery store yesterday, and someone was walking around with a fanny pack.
My fan? That's my fanny pack.
Are you sure it wasn't Monica? And her hair was in a ponytail.
Because I feel like generally the only reason why you need a fanny pack is because you're on vacation.
Monica, the floor is yours.
Never that. Sometimes you just want to go for a little stroll, you know, in the neighborhood. You put it on your fanny.
Okay,
you know,
I've never
on the
seen
green
you.
Way.
I've never seen you in a fanny pack.
I'm gonna start rocking a fanny pack to work.
Monica is a huge, huge fan. We have had fights on fights, debates on debates about the fanny pack, and before it was fashionable, before it came back into fashion, because that
but
one is
did
a
it really
thing.
Come back?
But yes,
I guess
it did.
I think people are forcing it back.
Pharrell Williams is all about it too.
Well, for whoever's forcing it or whatever, you see a lot more fanny packs out there in mainstream media. Monica, she said it's coming back. I swear it's coming back. It's going to be back one day.
Yes.
And now you see it on the cover of Vogue. You see it in the magazines. You see it everywhere. Monica is a diehard fanny pack. So much so that she talked me into getting a Nike fanny pack. I have a Nike fanny pack that I will occasionally take out to be a part of outfits.
Okay.
Not to put stuff
See?
In there.
Look
I just need to work out the fit.
Is there a fanny pack culture that I don't know about? Because when I see somebody in a fanny pack, I assume they're on vacation from somewhere.
We got to find you a fanny pack this
Definitely
weekend.
We got to get a fanny pack.
What's on your mind this morning, Monica?
This fanny is a packs. Weird. Yes, fanny packs. And also, it's Trigger's birthday, my mom's birthday.
Uh-huh.
And usually we have like this big party planned for the weekend, like themed, and no one's planned a theme party. Like, you know, I guess I could jump in and plan it, but usually somebody else in the fam, usually my sister.
Now, let me ask you this. Is your mom expecting a party? Do y'all give her one every year? And if you didn't do one this year, is she going to be sad?
She'll probably say, no, I'm okay. I don't need all this.
So she's a liar like her daughter is when it comes to gifts.
But she's used to us having this big to-do for, you know, whether it's a party at Golden Corral. We block off. We have a big family, so everybody blocks it off, you know, and we'll do like a whole performance for Trigger. Uh-huh. Or we'll rent out a building and everyone plans, you know, to bring a dish. Like, it's a whole thing.
Everyone's doing the wobble on her birthday.
Yeah.
So I like to point out that Monica listed a bunch of big things. Not a little, you know, two or three people come over to the house and we have some meatloaf. No, we're renting out buildings. We're having balloons and all of that. You better do something for Trigger. You can't go from huge, extravagant parties to a text message.
I can
you
show
can't
up
do it.
As her child, is that a gift?
No, that was the worst thing that happened to her. Give her something better, Monica. Go get her a fanny pack.
You
and Chris can pick one out.
Yes.
No. I'm not going to be a part of fanny pack culture. I'm sorry.
What? Come on over.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
Now, for context purposes, this is happening in bigger cities, but considering the amount of very, very nice restaurants that we have in Roanoke, Lynchburg, the NRV, I imagine it's going to soon cometh to our area where you have to pay a deposit fee to make a reservation at a restaurant.
Well, I mean, I get it. It seemed like, you know, with a hairdresser, you have to place a deposit down because if you're a no-show, they're losing money.
Then they lose money. That's exactly right, because a lot of restaurants, they operate on very slim margins.
Mm-hmm.
So when they hold a table open for someone who doesn't show, they're losing money.
Yep. Yeah.
So some restaurants are starting to charge a non-refundable deposit when you reserve a table. Now, if you show up, then that deposit comes out of your final bill. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you're good to go. But they're saying the deposits are varying from $50 to $100 to $50 per person.
I mean, I get it for like those five-star restaurants. Those like, you know, amazing, fantastic restaurants. Yeah, go ahead and put a deposit down because you could potentially be losing thousands, not thousands, hundreds of dollars. If it's really nice, maybe $1,000. You know,
anytime I'm DJing or anything like that in my contract, you got to pay me a deposit fee because I'm holding that date open for you. If you cancel, then I've lost the money on that weekend. And, you know, other industries are already doing it, like, you know, Airbnbs, vacation homes, resorts, hotels. Sometimes your doctor's appointment will charge if you don't show up.
Yep.
So I actually like that idea. And I'm totally cool with putting down a deposit because it's kind of a middle thing for me. Say I put down $50. I go have my meal. My bill is like $50 less. I feel like, wow, I got a good deal on this meal.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, Waffle House, y'all better not. No, I'm not paying a deposit. At Waffle House. I'm not certain restaurants.
I don't think you can do reservations at Waffle House,
but
Monica.
Sometimes they get busy on a weekend.
You still can't do reservations.
If they ever try to. I'm just saying, I'm certain restaurants. I know, I switched it up. But I'm like, I'm just looking. Maybe because I'm hungry right now. But I look out the window. I'm like, if they ever had a line out the door and they said, okay, we're going to start taking reservations and stuff. Nope, I would never.
Okay, so since you switched it up, why wouldn't you do reservations at Waffle House? What is it about Waffle House that'd keep you from paying a deposit fee for a reservation?
I may know the person that's cooking, and I don't think that, you know, they are not schooled in culinary. They didn't go to culinary school to do it, so you know what?
Hold on, so you will eat at that restaurant, you don't trust their cooking, but you won't pay?
I trust it to a limit.
Oh my gosh.
None of that makes any sense.
It makes sense in Monica Land.
Turn her mic off. I think she's just reaching.
I am. Yes, you're right, Chris.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thang with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
I'm here to help. So this is my nice deed for today. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm getting it out the way right now. I am cleaning up your house. I am making your house stop being so outdated. We are getting rid of the freestanding coat racks.
Oh, no.
The freestanding coat racks because, first off, I didn't even realize that people still had those. I thought that stopped back in the 80s with the Huxtables. And Family Matters and all those families on those sitcoms. We had to say yes to the prom dress event this past weekend at the Burnham Center. And we had some of the dresses, they were hung up on freestanding coat racks. You know, the big wooden ones that look like a little tree with the branches coming out.
It was really
and everything.
Cute.
And so as we're cleaning up, as we're packing up, there's an older lady there, older generation. And she goes, I could use one of these for my house. And I said, seriously? Yes, I already have one upstairs. I could use this downstairs. And I'm like, wait, people still have coat racks? Not the coat racks that hang over top of the door like the metal ones. Not a closet where you put it in there. No, the freestanding coat racks where there's like only spots for four coats.
Yes.
That is so old. Get rid of it.
That is, okay.
No, I disagree with you because I think having a coat rack is classy. I think it's like an added piece of furniture, and you're hanging a nice jacket on it, putting on display. I think classy people have coat racks.
You think so?
Yes.
Because I have a coat rack at the. And I know I'm old spirit.
There you go, Chris. You lost all your argument.
Oh, you
right
just
there.
Shut your mouth. Look, y'all stop it. No, but I enjoy like the coat rack, and I like walking in and being able to just set my jacket on a coat rack.
Okay, and let me ask you this.
Hang my jacket up.
All the coats that you have, can they all fit on that singular
coat
rack?
No, and I don't want them all there because then it looks kind of cluttered.
It looks cluttered, right?
Yeah.
So then what coats are we putting on there? Are we putting the daily coats? Or are you putting, because Chris said the fancy coats. You're not wearing the fancy coats that often, so now they're just out and about getting dust on them.
Dust them off like a plant, like one of those artificial plants.
No, I think the perfect coat to hang on a coat rack is like a pea coat, like a really long coat or a nice leather jacket goes up there. So it's almost like a decoration.
Yeah.
Okay. This weekend, Easter weekend, is going to be 70 degrees. It's going to be super nice.
Uh-huh.
You might never wear that pea coat again until the fall. Is that pea coat just going to stand there on that coat rack for the next 6 months?
You can switch it out with a nice rain jacket.
No, Chris said a pea coat has to stay there for
the pea coat, on one side, flip it, you know, turn it around.
No, if you got a nice pea coat or trench coat, hang that thing up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Put it on display. It's like a display case.
Like a museum of dinosaurs and the Declaration of Independence. It's for old people.
No, it's classy, Antoine.
Be prepared to facepalm because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber. Criminal Edition.
Oh, Oh, man. Pastor Samuel, what are you doing?
Reverend Samuel.
Well, Rev, he really was hating on his daughter's boyfriend. Not a fan of him.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where he said, you know what? It's time for me to hire some hitmen.
Oh, he really didn't like him.
Yeah, he did. So Pastor Sam was arrested after conspiracy to commit murder, attempted murder, and assault with a deadly weapon. He had hired some guys for $40,000 to take out his daughter's boyfriend.
What do you think it was about the boyfriend, other than just being a gentleman that's, you know, trying to date your daughter? What could it have possibly been that the boyfriend did for that pastor to be like, you know what? I want you to die.
I'm thinking maybe he drove too fast. He didn't want his daughter riding around in the car with him.
Okay.
Maybe he smoked weed. He used dirty language. I'm thinking maybe it's one of those. You know, maybe he hasn't stepped foot in church in a while.
Uh-huh.
But I also want to know why the pastor decided to do this, because I'm pretty sure he did not get God's approval on this. I'm sure he didn't.
Maybe
think
God did speak to him.
No, I bet
God
he did.
God said, no!
I'm telling you right now, I've been on social media for a long time now.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes people say the Lord speaks to them and says things where I'm like, you know what? That can't be my Lord.
No,
that was somebody else's. So it's possible a Lord.
It was talking to Pastor Sam.
It might not have been the right one. It might have been Lord Farquaad from Shrek.
Yeah.
And someone spoke to him.
Or I'm thinking maybe a drug lord.
See, there you go, too. Another Lord.
Not a good Lord. Something I just realized, that there's an old person thing that I thoroughly enjoy. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
The way that flowed was that the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris is the old thing that you enjoy.
Yeah.
The way that sits in. You know, there is an old thing that I enjoy. It's the K92 Morning Thing.
Tell us how you really feel, Chris.
I feel like we're a bunch of old souls.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But no, there's something I love to do, and it is do the crossword books. I have books with crossword puzzles in it. And I love doing crossword puzzles. Because I like to do it because it kind of takes my mind away from everything.
Uh-huh.
And I can just concentrate. And I tell you what, when I completely fill out a crossword, that is a great feeling. But 99% of the time, I ain't filling out all the right answers.
Yeah.
Look at Chris spending his afternoons fighting off Alzheimer's.
Yeah, but growing up as a kid, my grandparents always did crossword puzzles, and that's how I got into them. Even as an adult, I still go to the store and buy crossword books.
See, there's nothing wrong with that. Shoot, get a newspaper with the funnies and just sit there and do the crossword.
The fact that you call the funnies is an old person thing.
Like, she aged herself past you. Like,
what?
You were old with your crossword puzzles. And Monica said, you know what? I see your crossword puzzles, and I raise you the Revolutionary War.
Oh, you That's stop it. What do you call it? Okay, well, you know.
The
right.
comic strips. I don't call it the funnies. The comic strips.
Okay.
All right, besides reading the funnies, Monica, is there any old person things that you like to do?
Oh, yeah. I noticed that this weekend, I like to walk on the track and, you know, go for a run, go for a walk. And I caught myself just bird watching.
Bird watching.
I was like, you know what? I just like enjoy just looking at the birds, seeing who is, you know, connected to whom. You can hear like the different sounds of each bird. And, you know, I was like, this right here is like an old person thing to do.
Now, let me ask you this. When you're bird watching, do you talk back to the birds? Do you like chirp, 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 chirp? Do you try to communicate with them?
Chris, did you see me outside on the track? Did you see me?
What kind of conversation are you having with these birds,
with
Monica?
Nature. I'm just trying to figure out what they're up to, you know, because sometimes they're like chirping up a storm. I'm like, who did what?
Yeah, and I'd like to know where the birds are from, because a lot of the birds fly from other places.
Yes.
Like, where are you from? Where's your hometown?
Let's get the story.
Are you guys getting answers? Because, hold on, wait, no, time out. Hold on. If you guys are getting answers from these birds, we got bigger issues. Are the birds talking back to you guys and you understand them?
Well, they're talking back in their own bird language and we don't understand what they're saying.
Okay. But it's like the vibration with it. They're angry.
Back to me.
Yeah. Well, the fact that you're asking, hey, birds, where are you from? Like, I'm a little concerned.
All right. Is there an old person thing that you will admit you like to do? Call the show at 540-774-9236 or text in 52353. We have a couple of texts that came in. Megan says she likes to watch The Bold and the Beautiful and The Young and the Restless that I DVR and watch every evening when I get home from work.
Mm.
I grew up with my mom watching both of those soap operas. They were always on. And the thing is, every time I kind of glance at it, when I see that it's on, when I'm visiting my mom, I'm like, it's still the same characters doing the same thing. I still remember Victor Newman and some of the other characters when I see them. Also, we got a text from Stephanie. I crochet. I've been crocheting since I was 24 years old.
Okay.
She's been in a retirement home since she was 24 years old. Going to place your crochet. Good gracious.
And I love this one here. Karen says, keeping tissues in all my coats. Yes,
yeah.
That is totally something my grandma used to do. Have like a little tissue in her coat, or she always had like a used tissue in her purse.
You know, you have peak age when those tissues come out your bra. When those, oh baby,
that's
I got
another
you.
Level.
Wipe your face off. I got this tissue right here in my bra.
All right, coming up next on the show, we're gonna find out what old person thing Antoine likes to do. But you can text yours in now to 52353. Give us your name and where you're listening. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris talking about the old people things that you like to do. You can call the show at 540-774-9236, or you can text in to 52353 before we get to Antoine's old person thing he likes to do. A couple more text messages that came in. We got one from Sarah, who says, I choose to stay home rather than to do anything else.
Oh, I think that's a lot of people that choose to stay home. Like, in the world today, I think a lot of people want to stay home.
Like, that ain't an old person thing. Wendy texted in. She likes to go play bingo.
Oh, yes.
That's an old person
thing. That's not for everyone, but
bingo,
I think.
Bingo is such an old person thing to do.
But every time I go play bingo, I have a lot of fun. Though. Yes. I'm like, these old people know what's popping.
The bingo hall in Vinton, you can get some a thing of fries. I would go by myself.
I don't like how you say when you go play bingo, you're like, these old people like to have a lot of fun. No, you're one of them. It's not these old people and me. No, we're all old people. If you're playing bingo, I don't care if you're 9 years old. Everybody there is old if you're playing bingo. Bingo's an old person game.
Man.
Without a doubt. I realized 2 years ago, roughly 2 years ago, that there's one old person thing that I do constantly.
Oh, just one?
Just one.
Okay.
I'm pretty young. Giving unsolicited advice to young people, to kids.
Oh, you okay?
It stood out to me. I was at the middle school. I was coaching a basketball game, and a girl came up to me, and she was talking about this boy in the stands that she just liked. Uh-huh. He was just so cute. Oh, my. I got to play good today because Marcus, I'm making up a name, because Marcus is here. And I look over, and I look at Marcus. Marcus stands up. His pants are hanging off his butt. His clothes aren't put together nicely. And I look at that player and I said, you deserve better than that. He is going to grow up and he is not going to be anybody special. You need someone who is going to take you places and make you better. And then the more I think about it, the more often that happens where I'm just telling kids, hey, you don't have to act like that.
Hey, Sonny.
I'm at Salem Red Sox games. Hey, don't you run around with those children over there. You go sit. I'm just giving advice, unsolicited advice.
I don't know.
And that's what the older generation, they're like, mind your business, granddad.
Yeah, I don't know why I see Antoine walking in. He's walking in all hip with his backpack and his ball cap.
I got my Nikes on. I look
with
young.
His cap on. And then all of a sudden, he sees something going down. He says, I have advice. Oh, he takes out a cane and a bucket hat.
Hey, come over here, son. Let me tell y'all about yourselves real quick. Do you really have to be using that language, son? Yeah, that's definitely my old person thing.
Man.
Just unsolicited advice. Trying to be helpful when I'm being annoying.
Yeah, and I assume after this conversation, Antoine walks out his front door and said, get off my lawn!
Uh-huh.
Oh, you better stay off my grass and turn your music down when you're driving through my neighborhood.
I'm not saying he's neurotic or anything, but if things aren't perfectly organized, it's a major crisis. This is Chris Ryan's OCD Chronicles on K92.
And it's all about an article of clothing for me today. What am I wearing today?
You have on a hoodie. You have an orange. What'd you call it? Yeah, orange.
Yes, I'm wearing a hoodie today.
I was thinking peach, but peach. Yeah. I don't think the color's important.
No, okay, it's the fact that I'm wearing a hoodie today. There's something that I'm OCD about when I'm wearing my hoodie, and it's making sure the strings are exactly even on both sides. Every time I wear a hoodie, I'm constantly looking down, making sure the strings are even on both sides.
Okay, I'm glad you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy if they're out of whack. And then when I see somebody else wearing a hoodie and the strings are not aligned, I'm like, oh, I want to go over there and even them up. And not only am I that way about the strings on my hoodie, like on my tennis shoes, I have to have a loop on each side. like a loop has to be on the left side and on the right side.
Gotcha.
You know how your shoestrings will flop around?
You don't like it.
All
flop.
The loops will flop to one side. No, I have to have a loop on each side. It has to be nice and even.
Are you the same when it comes to like sweatpants? Like as far as the drawstring, just drawstrings in general, they just have to be balanced. They have to be even.
Yep. Drawstrings in general, they have to be balanced.
Yeah, I like that because otherwise it looks like you've been in a scuffle, like you've been fighting.
You're disheveled.
Yes. I don't like a loose neck. Like if anybody has a stretched out neck, you know, I'm like, what's happened? Who just swung you around?
When we say loose neck, I mean their t-shirt. You mean the neck
of the
shirt.
Yes, the neck of the shirt. I mean, but if you have a loose neck,
Someone's listening right now that has a neck brace on and because their neck's a little loose.
She's talking about me. No, you're good to go. You heal.
No, I know what Monica's talking about, especially if somebody's wearing like an oversized t-shirt.
Yeah, and it's stretched out.
Yeah, and then it's leaning more over to one side. It's like, straighten your shirt up.
Yeah, I was like, they were just attacked.
But my goal is to wear a hoodie without the strings. If I can buy a hoodie without the strings.
Without the strings.
I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
No, I like that. I like a hoodie without the strings, so I don't have to worry about
that.
Because
you look good with the strings.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a hoodie without the strings. Uh-huh. They make hoodies without strings.
I've never seen it. I'm trying to think of a time, too.
How do I adjust the hood if there are no strings?
It's an unadjustable hood. But yeah, I actually have a hoodie.
It sounds like something
strings.
That Kanye West said.
That's
look
a
at this. It's like.
Or a poncho. It's a poncho.
It's like, I don't like it, Chris.
I also say that I'm also not mad when that string comes out of my hoodie. I ain't putting it back in, it's going in the trash.
You look good with strings.
You're out here wearing soft ponchos.
Yeah, people look good with strings on their hoodie.
Keep the strings. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I'm looking at the strings, and Antoine's strings are even
You checking out the strings?
Yeah, don't get a twist. I always look good over here. Nice and tight.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
People are preparing for the solar eclipse. Even the Science Museum of Western Virginia, they're going to have their solar eclipse, an eye-exclusive event. April the 8th from 2 to 4. So for $18, you can get a ticket and give you those special glasses to watch. And also, if you don't know, Roanoke City schools, they're going to be releasing 2 hours early on April the 8th. So make sure to mark that in your calendar.
Now, what time is the solar eclipse supposed to happen?
Well, for the museum, they're doing 2 to 4 p.m.
Okay, so in the afternoon here.
Yeah. So that's something to follow along with if you want. Someone that I'm going to start following, Judge Judy. Judge Judy is 81, and she says that she keeps her vessel in shape and looking good by working out daily. She works out 10 hours a week.
Okay.
Yes, with her 90-year-old husband. He's right there with her, and they look great. She said you got to keep your mind sharp and your body.
So on the show earlier, we were talking about old people things that we do.
Uh-huh.
One of the old people things I do, I absolutely love Judge Judy. Judge Judy has Judy Justice on Freevee. I've seen every episode, and I look forward to just laying in bed watching Judge Judy because she is the comeback queen.
Yeah, you she's intelligent, she's her. Witty, and girl looks great.
She is the mean. I don't care what anyone says. What? She's the meanest person on TV. She is unnecessarily mean.
Unnecessarily.
Anytime I watch Judge Judy, I'm like, you are just rude. I'm sorry. I will die on this hill. I find Judge Judy to be just incredibly rude and disrespectful.
So you're not a fan at all?
I am not. I mean, I'll watch the show because it's entertaining.
Uh-huh.
But when I look at other judges in their shows, I'm like, Judge Judy's a jerk.
I think she's shutting it down. I think she's just to the point.
I can't stand her.
Yeah, I think she's calling people out on their you know what. And they
Mathis is like that a little bit, but
not as much as Miss Judy. $1 million per episode, Judy.
I wonder if she enjoys Chick-fil-A, or will she enjoy Chick-fil-A because they're changing up their chicken. So you know, back in 2014, they had agreed to do the chicken pledge. Basically saying that they wanted to stay away from any antibiotics in their chicken. Well, now they say we're going to change it up just a little bit because you may enjoy some chickens with a little bit of antibiotic, but it's chicken.
Sprinkled in.
just a sprinkle of antibiotics. Yeah, so they're changing up their chicken. So will that change the flavor and the taste? I don't think so. It may make the chicken bigger.
Look, as long as they're still soaking that chicken in the pickle juice, I think we're good to go.
Oh, okay.
Soaking in the pickle juice.
Yeah.
Why pay a therapist when you can share your deepest, darkest secrets with Monica, Antoine, and Chris? It's like free group therapy, but with more awkward pauses. It's the Morning Thang's Covert Confessions on K92.
We would love to make your confession part of the show. A few ways you can get us yours. You can text your confession to 52353. We don't need your name and where you're listening, just your confession. You can also call 540-774-9236, or you can send us a voice memo. We get quite a few of those. You'll just send it to mornings@k92radio.com, just like our first person here.
I eat before I get home most nights. I love my wife to death, and she's great. She's a great person. I love being around her, but she cannot cook to save her life. And most times before I get to the house, I'll stop at McDonald's. I'll go to, like, get a burger most of the time, just something fast that I can just, like, shove down before I get to the house. And I just kind of push my food around the plate until she gets tired of sitting there. Because I think she's starting to figure it out, but, you know, she hadn't said anything, so I think I'm still good.
That's a man that loves his wife. He doesn't want to disappoint her.
Oh, but she knows. She knows.
I'm wondering, why doesn't he cook?
Yeah.
Maybe he can't cook either. He's like, I'm going to poison everybody in this household.
Oh, goodness. It was expensive. Go ahead and tell.
All right, we got a couple of text messages here. I love this one. I work as a cashier at a bank. If you come over to me before I call you over, I will deliberately take my time so that you have to stand there and wait for me. I don't care if you glare at me. Just because it's clear doesn't mean I'm not busy.
Mm.
And I'm that customer that will do that all the time. And I feel like the cashier or whoever is getting ready to wait on me is just taking their time because they weren't ready for me to come over.
Yes. Yeah. There's another text that says, there's no phone call happening in my AirPods. I'm just walking around the shops talking out my life's problems out loud and to myself.
That's, everybody's your therapist.
Uh-huh.
I like it.
I feel like that's Antoine's confession.
I don't talk out loud, though. There's no phone. There's no call on my phone, but I ain't talking out loud, though. It's my business. Mind your business.
Okay, we got another voice memo to roll into here.
I have a confession. Actually, nobody knows this, not even my live-in boyfriend. My parents still pay my rent. I'm 35 years old, and my boyfriend actually pays me his portion of the rent. I use it to, like, get clothes and my nails done, and nobody knows this except for my parents and me.
Mm.
That is sneaky.
Her
boyfriend's probably, how you got all this money all the time?
Mm-hmm. I didn't have an issue with it until she said she was spending the money on clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Hey, look. My mama could pay my stuff right now if she wants to. I ain't going to fight her for her.
She's
can't be stealing money, though.
She's basically using her boyfriend's money to buy her nice things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She is.
All right, coming up, we got more covert confessions, including a caller standing by.
Okay, I'm engaged, but I'm about to call off the wedding and dump my fiancé.
Oh, we're going to get to the bottom of that and get some more details on that with more covert confessions coming up next.
Why pay a therapist when you can share your deepest, darkest secrets with Monica, Antoine, and Chris? It's like free group therapy, but with more awkward pauses. It's the Morning Thang's Covert Confessions on K92.
All right, we got a caller standing by, but first, we got one more text to read.
Yeah, this text says, I was out with a group of friends for a birthday party at a fancy restaurant. After dinner, the waiter brought out a cake that said, Sophie, happy 30th birthday. It wasn't our cake, but we ate it. Later, I heard someone complaining to the staff that their cake hadn't come out. We paid the bill and dashed. Sorry, Sophie.
That is so just wrong.
Yeah. Sophie ain't getting a cake.
Oh, man.
That is wrong.
Mm-hmm. And if they came out with a cake, that means that cake was brought in. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't made.
Yep.
No, that's cold-hearted right there.
I am Team Sophie on that one.
It's so funny.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Good morning, K92. What's your confession?
I'm engaged, but I'm about to call off the wedding and dump my fiance.
That's not good.
Well, okay, so let me tell you what's going on. My girl and I, we've been together for like 5 years now, right? And we've been on and off a few times, but last year I asked her to marry me thinking that would make her happy, right? And things were good for a while, but honestly, man, the last 3 months have been hell. She's changed her mind on how she wants our wedding day to look, and now our second wedding planner has quit. And, I mean, she's moody, and she yells at me for the dumbest things. And honestly, she's treating me like crap.
So she's being a bridezilla. Has she always been that way?
I guess it just came to a head with the wedding, right? Maybe she was, and but it just really came out with the wedding. And it's insane.
Is it possible that this is just like a phase because of the wedding? And so, like, she's more the woman that you proposed to rather than the woman that you're planning a wedding with?
No. She's constantly belittling me, and it's not just the wedding. I guess it just took years to see what kind of person she really is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and asking her to marry you, that's not going to fix the problem.
No. It seemed like she got better for a while, but then the thing with the wedding, I mean, it's just gotten worse and worse. So I'm actually going to break it off with her this weekend. And on top of that, I'm going to take a vacation with my best buddies.
Yeah, I would say if you're going to break it off, you might want to leave the state for a little while, just, you know, to be safe. You don't want any issues.
we can, you know, go and do some hunting and fishing or whatever, you know?
Yeah, look, you know, I'm not saying you're doing the wrong thing. If you're not feeling it, that it's going to turn into a lifetime of resentment and arguments and her putting you down, then you're doing the right thing. It's tough, but I think you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, you know, we're talking, what, 40, 50 years of this? I don't need this.
Nope. Mm-mm. Call it off, get it over with.
It's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so crazy. Like, that's the rest of your life. So you have to make that decision right now for the rest of your life.
Yep. All right. We would love to have your confession on the show for the next time we do cover confessions. You can call 540-774-9236. You can text in your confession to 52353. We don't need your name or where you're listening, just your confession. Or you can send us a voice memo to mornings@k92radio.com. Renee Rapp and Megan Thee Stallion, Not My Fault. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. Getting you in to go see Sam Hunt with special guest Brett Young live in Charlottesville on April the 13th.
Yeah, so let's say good morning to Tara. Good morning, Tara. Hold on, there you go. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning.
All right, Tara. Now, before we jump into this game, because you are going to win a pair of tickets to see Sam Hunt and Brett Young in Charlottesville on April 13th, before we get into any of that, I need to know, how do you spell your first name? How do you spell Tara?
T-A-R-A.
T-A-R-A.
Okay, that's one way to spell it.
That's one way, because when Monica, you know, she took the call and she writes down the name, she spelled it T-E. R-A-H. And I told her I've never seen Tara spelled that way, but she went to school with someone.
Yeah, I have a friend, Tara.
Who spelled their name incorrectly.
Incorrectly. That's the way her mama said she wanted to spell it like that. Yeah.
But either her mama don't know how to spell her name.
Shout out to Tara correctly spelled. All right. So who do you want to play with, Tara? Chris, myself, or Monica?
Monica.
All right. You're going with Monica with all the extra consonants and letters and stuff. I will say that Monica has grown up with a lot of great people, and they all spell their names in such the most random ways. So this doesn't surprise me at all. All right, so what's going to happen, Tara? Monica's going to come back from the soundproof chamber, and I'm going to give her some random words. Uh-oh. Can you make sure we're not on speakerphone or Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I could hear myself in the background. It was kind of creepy. All right, so I'm going to give you the words that I'm going to give Monica, and you just have to predict what she's going to say. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, your first word is tongue, T-O-N-G-U-E. What's Monica going to say when I say tongue?
Ring.
Tongue ring. That's a good one. I was thinking tongue kiss. I couldn't think of much after that, though. Oh. All right, your second word is damp, D-A-M-P. Damp?
Cloth.
Damp cloth. How about the word choke, C-H-O-K-E. Choke?
Hold.
Choke hold. Your fourth word is dance, D-A-N-C-E, dance.
I don't know if she'll say dance. Oh, for dance party. Wonder which one she'll say.
That's a good question. You have to decide. You got this.
Dance off.
Dance off. All right. And then the last one is always a name. Who is Monica going to think of when I say John? John, we got John Cena, John Krasinski, John Candy.
John Mayer.
John Mayer, John Paul Jones, where the Sam Hunt concert's going to be. She's not going to say that one. She is not not going to say John Paul Jones. I'm telling you right now.
Yep.
Don't you waste a guess.
Oh, my gosh.
Anybody, just throw out a John.
John Kennedy.
John Kennedy. All right. I'm going to be just as surprised if she says John Kennedy as if she would have said John Paul Jones. All right, so Chris is going to get Monica out of the soundproof chamber. Oh, Tara, maybe you need to spell your name differently after that last one. I'm a little confused.
Gosh.
All right, Monica, are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is going to be fun.
Okay.
All right, you just got to get 2 out of 5 so that Tara can go see Sam Hunt and Brett Young in Charlottesville. Your first word is tongue.
Okay, I'm going to say tongue. Is this tongue ring?
Tongue ring is what you said. Tara, what did you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Tongue ring. It's like a tongue kiss. Tongue ring.
All right, yeah. Okay. Just need one more to win those tickets.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's going to get better or worse. We're going to find out together.
Oh, okay. God.
Your next word is damp.
Damp rag. Damp cloth.
Damp, which, well, you said two words. Which
okay,
one are you
going
with?
I'm going to go with damp. Damp cloth.
You're going to say damp
cloth.
Yeah,
damp cloth.
All right.
Yeah, damp cloth.
Actually, okay. I heard you cursing at it too. Tara, did you curse at that cloth? Did you say damp cloth?
I did.
Wow. I am so shocked.
You got the
what?
First
That's
two.
The only thing damp. What comes to mind when you think damp?
No, I was thinking damp cloth too.
Okay.
I got to jump to the end because I don't care about the third and the fourth word.
Uh-huh.
I need to know John. Who are you going to say? John?
John Cena.
John Cena.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Tara, who did you say for John?
Listen, I just want to clarify. I would have said John Cena, but that was on yesterday.
Okay.
Oh.
So who is your John today?
John Kennedy.
John Kennedy. She said JFK.
Okay. I like it.
It is election year. She's ready to vote.
All right. Well, you know what, Tara? Spells Tara, T-A-R-A. You got the tickets to see Sam Hunt. He's going to be in Charlottesville. You got those tickets from K92.
Congratulations. Thanks for listening this morning.
Hashtag good news. Hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
Now, see, I'm a brand new Swiftie. Like, I just became a Swiftie, so there's so many things.
Oh, so is it because of Kelsey? Is that why?
I mean,
Travis?
It didn't hurt. It didn't hurt, but I liked her a few years before. Her music became more poppish, started playing it more on K92, and so I became a huge fan. So there are a lot of things about Taylor and things she's done in the past that I had no clue about.
Mm-hmm. She treats her fans so well, and she's very good at outreaching to people that are in need and need help.
Well, so what I'm learning about her, in 2012, Taylor Swift wrote and recorded a song called Ronin.
Okay.
It's the story of a 4-year-old boy named Ronan Thompson who died of cancer in 2011. She got inspiration from the lyrics from Ronan's mom's blog and even credited the mom, Maya Thompson, as a co-writer of the song. And so I don't know what spawned this, but on social media this past week, Maya, Ronan's mom, spoke about the experience and the fact that Taylor still keeps in touch with them. So I'm going to play a little clip of the song in case you're a new Swiftie like me. You've never heard the song before. And then Maya's going to talk about how her and Taylor still keep in touch and how she's okay with Taylor re-recording this song for Taylor's version.
Come on, baby, with me. We're going to fly away from here. You were my best for years.
Do I still talk to Taylor? I do, because she is the best and so kind and so generous. 12 years later, she's still here, so I love her dearly.
She did ask my permission, and I was so happy to give it to her. I never wanted that song to be in the hands of anybody but her, and it meant everything that she put it on Red Taylor's version.
Oh, that's really sweet. So,
it is.
You know, I was like, I like Taylor Swift. You know, I'm coming over to that side, and now I don't like her with Travis Kelce.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, how did that happen?
I don't know. Travis Kelce is he's a handsome gentleman, but yes, I don't like them together now.
No, I think they're good for each other.
I would like to point out that Monica started the year, I'd say 2023. Started the year 2023 as a Travis Kelce Kansas City Chiefs
fan.
That's
still my team.
And then in 2024, now she's coming around on Taylor Swift and doesn't like Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I mean, that's still my team, the Chiefs and everything. But I don't care for it now. She's too sweet.
He doesn't deserve her.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And coming up on the show tomorrow, 8:20, our last pair of tickets to go see Sam Hunt with special guest Brett Young and Charlottesville on April the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be an exciting concert. It's going to be a fun concert. I've heard that Sam Hunt kills it whenever he performs. So, yeah, you got to make sure that you are here and locked in for your chance to win them. Mm-hmm. Those are the last pair of tickets that we have, correct?
It is.
Yeah. So, and if you win, then, of course, you have to get an outfit. I feel like with any kind of event, you have to plan your outfit or you go and buy attire for...
All right, Monica, well, walk us through what's the Monica outfit for the Sam Hunt concert?
Oh, of course, I have on some tight jeans with a couple of rips in the legs, in my britches. And then I'm having on some cowboy boots and a big hat.
What color are your cowboy boots?
They're going to be tan.
Tan cowboy boots? Mm-hmm. And your hat, does it
to match?
And I have on a
tan belt.
All right, what about your shirt, your upper body? You haven't said anything about your upper body.
I'm going topless. Yeah, that's what it is. No, I'm putting on flannel. A flannel shirt.
Children.
Monica goes show up in jeans, boots, and a sports bra.
That's it.
She's going to leave in jeans, boots, a sports bra, and handcuffs.
Yeah.
She's going to add that to her outfit. But yeah, so at 8:20 tomorrow, we have the last pair of tickets for you to see Sam Hunt and Brett Young in concert at the John Paul Jones Arena on April 13th. Before we get out of here today, though.
We have the Morning Thing Nuggets. Your energy is currency. Spend it well and invest it wisely.
Use it to buy a shirt. Don't be just out here like Monica.
I bet you that somebody's going to show up with a sports bra on. You'd be like, is that part of an outfit? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, they were listening to you. They were saying, Monica said we could do it.
Go, go, go.
Brand new episode Friday morning, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.